Right now, in this mihrab, I'd like you to listen to what the Master has to say about Heaven's Cross and about you, about the human in this lifetime and the humans of the other lifetimes. Now, some of you are thinking, well, I don't know how to do that. Yes, you do. You just listen to the Master. It's not off there. It's not some sacred being. It's you, clothed in wisdom. It's not some archangel or anything else, but it's the finest of you as a human. Listen now. Listen as the Master talks to you about Heaven's Cross. Listen very carefully. And it's within, it's not outside. Listen within. Listen. Trust yourself, please. Trust yourself. For many of you, if we'd have done this before Heaven's Cross, you would have gone into mind confusion and doubt and questioning, saying, I don't hear anything. But the fact is that now you just felt or heard something. It's huge. And even if for just a brief moment you could do it without all the questioning or expectations, but to really feel something, this Master, a Master within you. If nothing else, simply just an awareness that it was there. But now, I ask you now to let that, the Master, that is culmination of all your lifetimes, let it come to you right now. Wherever you happen to be, let it come right to you. And then listen once again, but with new ears, a new mind, a new thought. Listen once again. Listen not just with your ears, but with your entire being. Listen. You might start to realize that It's not just words you get. You might get a few, but there's just a feeling, a sense. Like something is there. Let yourself immerse into it now. Absolutely listening with every part of your being as the Master shares with you. The very fact that right now you're sensing something, hearing or feeling, something is there, you know. And you're letting it in. You're letting yourself immerse into it now. Without feeling shame or guilt or lack of worthiness, you're letting yourself feel it and sense it, the Master. Something is happening on a very deep level within you. Many of you couldn't have done this before Heaven's Cross. It would have been too much conflict and too much limitation. But now, listen once again at the very deep levels. Imagine yourself just taking a walk with the Master that you are. Taking a walk in the beauty of nature on a glorious day. Walking side by side. And listening. You're listening to yourself here. You're listening to you. You've been taught and trained and programmed to listen outside. Or listening inside was too chaotic and too limited. But now you're listening to yourself through the Master. You're listening to yourself. Sensing through yourself. Letting yourself just stroll through the beauty of your own secret garden with the Master. Without fighting it or questioning, just allowing it. In this experience, you can feel and sense something is definitely happening. Maybe the human still doesn't quite understand it, but you know it's there. As you listen and feel and sense into yourself, the Master. Beautiful to know you don't need a long string of lectury words, that you're just now sensing it. the presence of the Master. As you continue to walk along with the Master in the beauty of your own reality, your secret garden, now let yourself become one with that Master, integrated into your body, into your thoughts, into your being. It's not like taking in a foreign thing because it's already you now. Just let it be integrated as you walk along and continue sensing and feeling like you're melding and merging together. And keep walking and feeling and listening. Start to sense into that oneness. No more separation, no more a Master being off someplace else, but as you walk, you're walking as the Master now. And when you listen, you're just listening to yourself as the Master. As you sense, you're sensing as the Master, not just as the human trying to hear something or feel something from the Master, but now actually sensing as the Master. As you continue walking now, as one, as human, as Master, starting to even sense the light body, which isn't out there as a little sparkly light somewhere outside of you, but it's right here. You start to realize that this listening and sensing, it's really all just all the same. It's what I call the single sense. Single sense. It's always been divided up before into feelings and hearing and thoughts and smells, but now it's truly just a single sense. It's no longer a separation of the mind and the heart. It's a single sense. Let yourself have awareness through the single sense. As you continue walking in the beauty and the majesty of your own secret garden, you don't have to try to hear with your ears or feel with your heart. It's simply the single sense. Part of the problem before, you always split it up and try to hear something or taste something or feel something in the other realms through your human thoughts, which you really can't do. Now you come to the single sense. Instead of harsh definition, it's simply a knowingness. instead of having to have delineation of lines between your angelic and human senses, and now it's just the single sense. You can walk in this singularity with you, the master. You don't have to be using words or pictures. It's a single sense that has all of it in it, all of it. This is also called awareness, also known as consciousness, a single sense, awareness. And this is what comes when the veil is opened. This is what happens with Heaven's Cross. For many of you, this would have been hard to do a year ago, 6 months ago, but here we are at the very subtle levels of what's occurring with the apocalypse. The ability to be in awareness like this, without all the noise and the commotion and the words and the definitions and the judgments, just a single sense of awareness. This is what comes. This is what expands. This is what brings clarity and a flow. Take a good deep breath here into you, the master, now. Even avoiding words like human and all the other things, that soul and master, it's a single self as well. It is truly the I am now. I am that I am. This very thing right here is what now. It lights up. It lights up. It starts to ignite all the other parts into its oneness. I used the example before of the embers of a fire. And you throw logs on it, nothing happens. You walk away and you come back later, and suddenly this beautiful fire. It's taking everything and bringing it into this oneness, single sense, single being. It's a transmutation that's happening at some very, very deep levels. You're expecting so many human things from Heaven's Cross, but it starts here. It starts right with the master, where so much background and empathy for the human. And now, no longer even lines between them. A single sense, a single beingness. Feel into that for a moment. This is you. This is the you that emerges in the apocalypse. You're going to let go of all the noise in the mind and all the trying to figure this out and what's supposed to happen and why didn't something happen. You take a deep breath and come back into the true living master. With the ability to have single sense, this is what emerges from Heaven's Cross. Right here. It's single and it's simple. Let's take a deep breath together. And particularly for the realm workers, particularly for all of you who have been out working in the other realms, this, right here, this is it. This is the point from which you come back from the other realms, you reunite with the human who now transforms into the master, into the simple, into the singular. For all the rest of you who have been doing the work here on Earth, the hard work, challenging, so challenging at times, this is what comes now. No longer having to wonder what comes next. That's so right there. You are the master. With truly one overall sense. Let's take a good deep breath with that. Good deep breath. So, Chambra, delight to be here with you. Just 10 days into the apocalypse, here we are. Now we're going to go into the true beauty and the experience of being a master on the planet. As we shed that old human skin and allow that master within to emerge. It was a delight being here with each and every one of you on this day. And remember that all is well in all of creation and over the rainbow. I am Adamus of Sovereign Domain. Thank you.